After political battles spanning more than a decade, Wisconsin's new voting maps are now state law. It's Tuesday, February 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Kenosha County would restrict access to some library books under a new proposal. And leaders in Milwaukee are calling for a state law to allow for red light cameras. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Governor Tony Evers has signed new voting maps into law that are projected to make state legislative races much more competitive. Rich Kramer has more.
With the stroke of a pen, maps that were drawn by the governor and passed by Republican lawmakers will be in place for the November elections. Redistricting experts hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court say the maps slightly favor Republicans, but are competitive enough that the party that gets the most votes will win the most seats. During a press conference today, Evers called it a new day for Wisconsin.
Under these maps, the people will be able to elect Republican majorities or Democrat majorities. But the most important part is Wisconsinites decide that's how elections should work.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said the GOP approved the maps to keep the Supreme Court from drawing them, calling Evers' plan the most Republican-leaning option being considered. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Local clerks will still have to wait until Election Day to begin processing absentee ballots. That's despite a bipartisan push in the Assembly to allow for early canvassing. Republican-authored legislation would have allowed municipalities to begin canvassing absentee ballots the day before an election. It would require it in communities like Milwaukee that use a central location for counting votes. But the Assembly passed legislation in November, and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue told WISN on Sunday that the bill is likely dead.
If it gets out of committee, we'll discuss it as a caucus, but I'm not sure that we have enough votes to pass that this session.
Lemahue authored a previous version of the bill. The proposal is seen as a way to prevent late-night changes in unofficial election results that can happen in cities with large numbers of absentee ballots. That's exactly what happened in 2020 and fueled former President Donald Trump's false claims of vote dumping. Public libraries in Kenosha County would have to restrict access to books supervisors see as obscene under a new proposal. Margaret Faust reports the plan is up for a vote tomorrow.
The resolution asks taxpayer-funded libraries in the county to create secure adult-only sections. County Supervisor Tim Stocker introduced the resolution. He says children shouldn't have access to books with obscene language or sexual content. During a committee meeting, Stocker said he is not asking for a book ban.
You are allowed to have this in the library. All we're asking is that it be put in a section that children don't have access to it. To me, that just makes sense.
Stocker didn't explain who would decide what books to section off. He also didn't clarify how the rule would be enforced. An opposing supervisor says the plan amounts to censorship. He says parents should decide what books children should read, not the government. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A state Senate committee advanced all but one of Governor Tony Evers' appointees to the Natural Resources Board. The Senate Sporting Heritage Committee unanimously approved confirmation of Doug Cox, Patty Schachtner, and Robin Schmidt to the DNR board, but lawmakers voted along party lines to reject Todd Ames. He formerly served as the agency's deputy secretary. The committee's GOP chair, Senator Rob Staff-Schultz, has questioned whether Ames can work with both political parties. In a December hearing, he pointed to two social media posts in which Ames used expletives to describe members of the Republican Party. During the board's January meeting, Ames said he can work in a bipartisan way to benefit natural resources.
It is my fervent hope that these baseless claims will not carry weight with the majority of the state Senate as they consider my nomination.
The full Senate is set to vote on his confirmation today. Lawmakers have already fired four of the governor's appointees to the board. Milwaukee leaders are renewing a push to get red light and speed enforcement cameras in the city. Evan Casey explains that's aimed at addressing reckless driving.
State law has to change to allow for the cameras, which take photos of vehicles that run red lights or speed. Milwaukee's mayor and the county executive are calling on lawmakers to do so. Alder Scott Spiker says the cameras would increase safety and are also used in other large cities.
What we need at the state is an understanding that local control, the people who are closest to the people, should be crafting these solutions.
But similar efforts by local leaders have failed in the past. State Representative Bob Donovan says he wants the city to look at other options to address street safety concerns.
I just don't see the red light running cameras as an answer.
If approved, the cameras would likely be placed at intersections where deadly accidents are more common. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, new home construction in Wisconsin picked up last year after 2 years of declines. But there's still a long way to go to address the state's housing shortage. The Wisconsin Builders Association collected new home permit data submitted to municipalities all across the state. It found the number of permits pulled last year were up about 3% from 2022. A report from the Wisconsin Counties Association found the state needs 140,000 housing units by the end of the decade. David Clark is an economist for the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Certainly seeing an improvement of nearly 3% on a new construction is a good sign. Will it help those at the lowest levels of the price range, that is, first-time buyers who are just getting into the market? It will help a little bit.
The state continued to have a seller's market last year where demand for housing outpaced available supply. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be in that podcast feed every single weekday going forward, so just hit subscribe, tell a friend. We really do appreciate you helping spread the word about the show. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.